This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing legislators reaching a tentative budget deal which includes a state employee retirement plan. But senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning it may be unpopular among the unions.
For those that stay behind and don't take the early out, they get hit with a 3% increase in their health care cost that would be phased in over 3 years. That's a savings of about $60 million.
Another poll on the governor's race, the latest from East Lansing-based Mitchell Research and Communications, finding Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder with a 53-26% lead over his Democratic opponent, pollster Steve Mitchell.
I think that really results from the fact that he put up 10 times more advertising than Urge Bernardo.
New safety concerns in the oil spill cleanup along the Kalamazoo River in Marshall. The Michigan Messenger tells WILS today that workers are getting injured on the job and are accusing contractors of ignoring safety regulations. Reporter Todd Haywood says one man got crude oil in his eye
instead of doing the proper medical attention of a full washout and a visit to the emergency room. They flushed it with a little bit of saline solution and sent him back onto the job.
And the Lansing City Council Public Service Committee holding a public hearing today on an ordinance involving snow and ice cleanup on local sidewalks. The proposal involves fining property owners who do not clear their sidewalks in a timely manner, with fines ranging as high as $150. State officials reaching a tentative budget deal for the 2010-2011 fiscal year. The deal includes a 3% cut for all state budgets and a tax amnesty program. Although senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning the work is far from over.
I'm also hearing late yesterday that the House R's don't think the cuts in this deal go far enough, so they may stay off altogether, which means this agreement in concept could fall apart.
The agreement includes a state employee retirement plan and possibly a worker pay cut. Ray Hallman with UAW Local 6000 speaking on WILS says the union is not pleased.
We feel like this is a backdoor way of getting concessions from us without going to the bargaining table.
Although there's no snow in the forecast, the Lansing City Council Public Service Committee holding a hearing today to discuss an ordinance involving snow and ice cleanup. The proposal calls for fining property owners who do not clear their sidewalks after a snowfall. Gas prices went up by nearly 7 cents in Michigan this week, bucking tradition after a driving holiday. But AAA Michigan's Nancy Kane says all indicators point down this fall.
We really don't expect these increases continuing because we're coming off of our peak driving season and there is ample supply for gasoline.
And state police reporting 13 fatalities this Labor Day weekend. 7 victims were not wearing their seatbelts, while 2 of the traffic deaths involved alcohol. Lansing legislators and Governor Granholm announcing a tentative budget deal, which includes a 3% cut to all state budgets. Senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick tells WILS's Tony Connolly the agreement may face a roadblock in the Democratic-led state House.
The Republicans say they're not going to put up any votes. That becomes a huge problem for Andy Dillon, who's got a caucus that is slightly divided. It is not unified by any stretch of the imagination.
The GOP, not the only group opposing the new budget, the union representing state workers challenging the early retirement plan included in the agreement. Ray Hallman with UAW Local 6000 speaking on WILS.
My sources are telling me there could be, in fact, a forced 3% salary contribution. You know, we're opposed to any type of tax on our pay.
New safety concerns with the oil spill cleanup along the Kalamazoo River in Marshall. WILS's Rich Hurl with a story.
Michigan Messenger reporter Todd Haywood tells WILS's Tony Connolly today that he has spoken to workers who are getting injured on the job and are accusing supervisors of ignoring safety regulations. One case involved a man who got some crude oil in his eye.
Supervisors actually, again, chose to rinse his eye with saline solution and tell him to go back to work. So we don't know how much damage that man's eye has.
Haywood says after the discharge, the leaders again chose to rinse the man's eye out and send him back to work. Texas-based Garner Environmental is the contractor in the center of the recent controversy, but has not commented. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Gas prices in Michigan up nearly 7 cents this week, bucking tradition after a driving holiday. But AAA Michigan's Nancy Kane says critics have been proven wrong in one area.
Unlike some previous years when we had these huge swings way up, we just didn't see the huge swings way up, and there were people who thought we might see $3 a gallon before the summer was over, and we did not.
In a new study of the country's 50 largest metro areas ranks Detroit as the most stressful place to live and work. The factors, its high unemployment rate, high percentage of families in poverty, along with the murder rate, even the lack of sunshine was factored in. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight mostly cloudy, low around 44. Tomorrow partly sunny, light winds high near 68. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 45. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.